up are making a difference. And one of the ways that we do that is by being a blessing. And so one of the ministries that we have that is a blessing to others is the cookie ministry that happens here through New Hope. And I know that probably most of you are pretty familiar with it, may even have served at it, served in it. But I wanted to ask Jeff Curl if he would come up. And so, Jeff, come on up here, buddy. And I want to just talk with him today and let him share as well as we've been doing, kind of interviewing people in ministry. And really the goal is not to make any one individual seem to be better than anybody else or anything like that. It's just having someone that I can talk to that can help us kind of see at heart how we're making a difference. And so they're kind of handing them out now. And Jeff, you want to just tell them what they're doing real quick?
These are the cookies that we do for Kairos recipe. So, I mean, they're frozen one that you can freeze for a long time and still do pretty good after they're baked. So,
yeah. But take one to eat if you want, you know, if you like chocolate chip cookies. And I'm looking around going, there's a lot of smiles on some faces this morning eating chocolate chip cookies. Surprise! Didn't know you're going to have cookies when you came to church, right? That's all right. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, good. Good, good. Well, enjoy those. Yeah, enjoy those. That's awesome. You notice you and I didn't get any cookies, did we?
No.
That's okay.
That's
no,
all right.
That's totally good. Totally good. That's too funny. So this morning as we get started, of course, we're going to talk about cookie ministry and today. And I want to ask Jeff, just kind of right off the top here, talk to us about this cookie ministry, man. Like what is this cookie ministry that gives such manna from heaven? Right? I thought that was funny because I'm like, hey, that's good stuff right here, right? I mean, these cookies are good. I enjoy them because they're some, anyway. So sometimes they're, you know, they will make extras. And so it's like, hey, Pastor, there's some extras if you'd like to have cookies. So that's a nice little treat to have during the week, you know? I kind of appreciate that. But no, talk to us about what is this cookie ministry like?
Well, everybody likes a chocolate chip cookie, I believe. So, but we also don't make just chocolate chip cookies, I should say. We also make the oatmeal raisin, peanut butter, and what they call a cake cookie. But these are all prison-based recipes. So I mean, you think things in the prison is not that great, which they aren't probably in the regular food part, but the cookies is our part of it. Mm-hmm. So I say, feed the soul through the cookie ministry, I guess you'd say.
Nice, nice. Where are you serving at? Who are you connecting with, working with?
I'd say if you go on a little background from the cookie ministry, where it started from us is New Hope, I should say, and some other churches involved here is a thing called Kairos. It's a prison ministry that we go in to feed the prisoners, you know, the cookies, but also food, but also it's mostly for the soul that we teach the gospel. I guess you'll go into the prison to do this, so... Milton Stewart and some others helped me get involved in this about 10 years ago. I'd say probably Tracy Cron and Lisa Zizzo and Faye and Larry helped start this a little bit back when we first started the church and everything. We had the ovens, but not very big. And if you did 50 dozen a night, you was really lucky. So, but each member of the Branchville prison is required 50 dozen cookies to work the weekend. If you're a Wabash like Chuck does, he is required 100 dozen to take into the prison. It's a big ministry, like Leanne does Kairos Outside, which is a ministry for the women that has either been incarcerated or they have somebody that's been incarcerated.
Okay.
So then we also go from there to the Emmaus weekends, to Trace Diaz, to Chrysalis, and then I can say John's ministry for his fundraisers for Hope Central. Coleman Foundation, we make cookies for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of different people, you know, we make cookies for that we've gotten out, and it's been a blessing, you know.
Yeah, so. I know you made some for Castle.
Castle High School. I forgot about the teachers, yeah.
Yeah.
We do the teachers, and I sold off the police department in Chandler and the Boonville, the firefighters in Newburgh and around. I mean, we just don't just separate. Just I mean, we do everything. I mean, try to help out as much as we can when we can. So that's also chemo buddies. We've done a lot for them too. So just not just the prison, but a lot of things.
Nice, that's pretty good. So are you doing it for any workout classes too?
The what?
Any workout classes?
Workout
classes. That'd be so bad, you know? It's like, hey, we bring you cookies. It's like, oh, great. We need to work out. I've got to learn. Don't go off script sometimes. Just stick with it, because then you just start chasing rabbit trails. But I really, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. This is one of the neatest ministries that I've come across in the years of doing pastoral ministry, making cookies, to be a blessing. And when I think about New Hope and the idea that we're here and we do make a difference, and part of how we make a difference is just simply by being a blessing to people. And one of the ways that we're doing that I see is, there's a couple of them I want to share, but one of them is that we're serving the servants. It makes sense? We're serving, part of what we're doing is we're serving the servants. So we're serving folks who are at work serving other people, which is so, it's really cool, because in one regard, it's a behind the scenes, you know, it's like you're not out in the limelight on the front line kind of thing. You're standing in the back and you're giving to others. It's a humility. I love it, right? I mean, the whole thing just oozes humility. And wanting to make other people feel special. And to me, I think that's so very cool in how we're going about doing that, of serving people that are serving other people. And I tell you what, guys, you may already see it coming a mile away, but you think about Jesus. I mean, this Mark 10:45 says, you know, he didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And so Jesus, I mean, his whole presence here was to come and to make a difference by being a blessing and meeting the salvation need of everybody on earth. And so we're so grateful that, I think for me, that like we get to walk in that footstep a little bit and we get to serve other people. And when I was back in Michigan, the Church of God in Michigan, I was with the Church of God Anderson, which is kind of the group, tribe, whatever term you want to give that. But anyways, that I was with. And I thought that the state kind of office had one of the best slogans that I had heard for church leadership. And basically what it said was, we exist to equip the local congregations to extend the kingdom of God. So the whole reason for, like, you know, the leadership, the state pastor, the staff, was not to keep existing so that all the churches would fund and make it work, but it was, we exist to help the local churches do the work of ministry to help extend the kingdom of God. We're here to serve the servants, right? And so it was it shaped, I think, for me, my experience, you know, the years of being there, it shaped such a beautiful culture. And I think that that's doing that here for us. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that helps us to make a difference, because it talks about what we're about and what we think is important and what we value here at New Hope. Do we always get it right? No. But we're trying to value the right things, so that through doing that, that the Spirit of God can do a work through giving cookies, which seems sometimes just so small, to some maybe so trivial, you know? It's like, it's just a cookie. But it's like, oh my gosh, it's so much more than just a cookie, right? And for me, I think that's so powerful. And let me give you this other one. And this connects with what I have on the screen here on both sides, the words where it says, building bridges with kindness. And when I think of this ministry, that's exactly what I think of. I think this ministry, it helps us to build bridges by just simply being kind to somebody. Because, you know, when the cookies, let's say they go to Castle High School, or they, you know, they're not going with a condition that we get to stand up and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the teacher staff in the school. You know, it's a free blessing. Right. We just want to bless you. We just want to, through kindness, be a blessing. That's it. But the hope is that, you know, over time, that we get to build a bridge where there's going to be opportunities that somehow, as a church, we're going to be able to share the gospel, to share the work of Jesus Christ through the cross and the resurrection. And we don't know when that's going to be. It may not come for months. It may not come for years. But it will come. At some point, we're just trusting God that it will. And I got to tell you this, guys. I got to be on the receiving end of what you've done. Here's how. When I got here in April, which is hard to believe in and of itself, right? We're rolling in November, and I've only been here since April. But May was the baccalaureate service at Castle High School, and I got asked to be, which you know, I'd shared before, I got asked to be the keynote speaker at the baccalaureate service. I don't know any, I don't have, like, you're like, I'm not, what, you know, it's like, how, and then earlier this school year, after school started, unfortunately, one of the students at Castle High School had took his own life, and so I got asked to be present as a pastoral presence the morning, the next school day after that morning, to be there with the crisis response team through Warwick County School System. And so I was the only pastor amidst, you know, counselors, trained counselors, and so on and so forth, there with the school. Let me tell you what, it's not because I'm all that in a bag of chips. You know, no. I had the opportunity to stand on the other side of that bridge because of the work that you've been doing in ministry to make a difference by just simply being a blessing for years here at New Hope. What you're doing is making a difference. Being a blessing is actually making a difference. And at the baccalaureate service, I got to very clearly share that Jesus Christ is our hope. The message of the cross and its meaning and significance in our life and for the good of our community and our society and for the world, that there is only hope and a future in Christ alone. Because of what you're doing, I got to do what I do as an extension of you. Building bridges with kindness. It's pretty cool stuff. And you know, how many of you have ever kind of somewhat familiar with the Bible story, kind of the gospel story? Anybody kind of, we got one, two, three. There's a few of you. Okay. All right. Just having fun, right? So anyways, but you know, if you go back and you look at the Bible story, so God's salvation story, that's Genesis to Revelation, you know, you go back to that, and you look at that, something that you can't help not see, I'm going to just say this way. You can see this, that God has been showing and sharing and invading the world with his love. And he's always had a plan with loving people. Now, let me say this before I go any further. If we're fair, we'd have to say that God's love is good in and of itself. It is good, it is right, it is amazing, it is wonderful. It doesn't need an agenda for anything other than it's just perfect love. And when you read the gospel story through all the Bible, you notice that when God's displays of mercy and grace throughout time have been moving towards salvation, moving towards a greater good, in a sense, okay? When we give cookies to be a blessing, we are intentionally working towards something even better. And we may not get to experience it right then, and it may be sometime down the road, but we're working towards something that we are hoping will be even better than this moment, is that what we're doing creates an opportunity to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ that will, by God's love, draw people hopefully to salvation, draw them to hope that's found in Christ. Draw them. It's not us drawing them, it's God drawing them through us. But we get to work with God in this way. And it's a beautiful partnership that we get to do in this community and wherever these cookies go. God seems like he's always kind of been in the business of building bridges. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of the early images, you ever seen the image of where you have man on one side and you have God on the other and there's two, there's a chasm in between, right? And then you have the cross that connects from one to the other, right? The cross is building a bridge to get to where our Creator has created us to be, which is in relationship with him. This cookie ministry in different facets is helping us not to bring people to salvation, but to build bridges to share through sharing God's love that hopefully will create opportunities where the gospel of the cross, the hope of Jesus Christ, can be shared. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you guys for sticking to that and baking cookies like crazy, man. Y'all bake so many cookies, and I know they've, So talk to us for a minute. How does that sort of part of it work? You know, getting those cookies made, and how's the operation part kind of work? You know, volunteers and amount that you're making, that kind of stuff. Because this is what blows me away right here. Listen to this.
All right, like I say, the cookie ministry, like I say, New Hope helps out quite a bit. We also got some other churches and other organizations that helps too. But cool. Baker Chapel is a lot of our group too that helps out and buys supplies for us too. Other than that, then we have some people that gives donations too for it. But like I say, on a usually given night there, our group now is with the blessing of the church here and other people with the ovens that we have, the convection ovens, the pans, the mixers and everything. We can usually bake about 400 dozen a night. So, I mean, if you put that in perspective, like I say, I was kind of putting some numbers together, like flour and stuff like that. You go through about 100 pounds of flour, about 84 pounds of Crisco, 140 pounds of brown sugar, about 16 dozen eggs, a gallon and a half of milk, 108 pounds of chocolate chips. So.
Yes, that's my favorite part is the chocolate. That's so much chocolate. It's so beautiful. I love it.
Yeah. And like I say, if you put that in perspective too, 400 dozen is right at 4,800 cookies.
That is awesome. So I did a little bit of math. Check this out. If you take on an average Kai Roast, when they're making cookies for Kai Roast, if you take the cookies that they make and you just take them and you stretch them out in a single file line, that, watch this, that is just, who would do this? That line, watch this, that line will stretch for over a tenth of a mile to almost two-tenths of a mile, depending on the weekend. If they're making a big Kairos weekend, it will almost stretch two-tenths of a mile down the road in a single file line. That's a lot of cookies.
Yeah. And like I say, that's crazy. Just the 400 dozen cookies that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And like I say, usually a Kairos weekend, we take in 2,800 dozen cookies.
2,800 dozen into the prison when they do a Kairos weekend. Good grief, man. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. But I love it. Yeah. I mean, that's so cool to do that. It's such a blessing. I love it. So, and I think one of the, now it's not with the cookies necessarily, but it's kind of connected. There's a group of some folks, some guys, I think, when they have the weekend breakfast.
Yeah.
So tell it just real quick for who may not know. How does that work? That's a little different, but.
Like I say, usually on a Kairos weekend, I mean, the guys all go into the prison, but they stay off-site most of the time, and then there's people who go in, probably leave about 4 o'clock in the morning to go up, or 3 o'clock, depending on where they're at, and go up and cook breakfast for these guys before they go into the prison. So, I mean, you're up early to feed the guys who are feeding the guys in the prison. Yeah. So, I mean,
I love it. Serving the servants, man, to building bridges. That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ever talk to Jeff, you know he smiles a lot? You ever notice that? It's like, I love it. And if you get him to talk about the cookie ministry, then it, what? I mean, really smiles. You know, it's really good. And so that just has always, because you've done that ever since I've been here, and it impresses on me, and I love it. And so why is it that you love this ministry so much? And you keep doing it. You've been doing it for 10 years, easy.
Probably, but I say, I mean, it's just the love of people who I get, who volunteer. I mean, it's just not me. A lot of people put me to the face, but it's not me. It's all the people who come in and volunteer. I mean, I know Roger Fisher here. I mean, he loves doing it too whenever he can do it, which is great. But, I mean, we call him the machine because he can dip out a bunch of cookies real quick.
All right.
But, I mean, for me, it's just seeing the excitement of people. I mean, that's just not the men, it's the women, too, that come in and help to do it. I mean, it's just seeing God's hands and feet at work here. Yeah. And it's just not me doing it. It's just everybody here doing it. I mean, everybody at New Hope involved, no matter whether you're here or not, because you are helping us do the ministry and be in the hands and feet of the good Lord. So.
Amen. That's exactly right. So you guys are making a difference by being a blessing in ways that you don't see and you don't get to really even hear about too much. And I wanted you to hear some of that today. because it's worth it. It's really worth it. The things that we're doing, they impact people. And that's what we're about. Being the church is about people, right? About being a blessing to people. And so we want to keep doing that. I'm like, man, if we can make cookies and do that and serve the servants and bless others, like, man, that's kind of at the heart of Christ. You know, that's a wonderful ministry. So people, like, go ahead.
I say, you're probably getting ready to it, but I say tomorrow night or tomorrow, I say the next Kairos is coming up this coming weekend. And we've been asked to make 600 dozen cookies for the guys working in there. So if anybody is interested, I mean, see me, but like I say, we're going to start cooking tomorrow probably around 11 o'clock in the morning and go until whatever we get done to about 7 or 8. Because usually I try to get everybody out here before 8:30, 9 o'clock tops. So usually if I work, I mean, I'm off tomorrow, but anyhow, usually we don't start cooking cookies till about 3 o'clock, I think, when Milton probably gets over here. And by 7:30, 8 o'clock, we're done, packaged up. Because each one of these cookies, I mean, it's got to be packaged up into 6 cookies per package, and packaged up that way there, because on the weekends these guys get the bags of cookies that they have to give out and everything. So it's, but like I say, if you want to, just show up. I mean, you don't have to be the men and women, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. We'll take all the help we can get.
That's awesome. It's such a cool assembly line to watch them just kind of go at it, you know, and then just set it all up, and it's like, so basically if I hear you right, it's going to be really hard for me to concentrate tomorrow when I'm in the office, because it's going to smell like chocolate chip cookies tomorrow.
Yep. And like I say, sometimes, I mean, depending on if it works out right, Pizza Chef up in Boonville has heard about the ministry, and he donates pizzas for us. So sometimes we get the pizza to eat on the night. So,
yeah. That is so cool. That is so cool, man. I love it. Proud of you. Thank you for being committed to making a difference, guys. And let's keep doing that, right? So here's what I'd love to do. I know Jeff's not the only one. And anyone else who volunteers in the cookie ministry, I'd love to have you, if you don't mind, just come forward this morning, if you're willing. We'd love to kind of gather around you and pray for you this morning and pray for this coming up, right? So for tomorrow and then the next, you know, as y'all are doing this and serving the servants. So would you guys that volunteer at, would you guys be willing to do that? Yeah, so if you don't mind, would you do me a favor and stand, everyone? And then those that happen to volunteer with Cookie Ministry, if you'd like to kind of gather around, we want to invite our elders up here. We want to pray for you. God, these are your servants, people that you have called out to serve you in a unique way to be a blessing, to by that make a difference in the work of the kingdom. I ask that you would, along with brothers and sisters this morning, that you would bless the fruit of their hands, that the work that they do will reap a harvest beyond what they see and probably will ever hear about. But we do it to serve those who are serving your mission and to be a blessing, to love people in the name of Jesus. Continue to use what we do in work of ministry to help extend your kingdom and this mission we're on. Help us to do it together in joy and with a common vision, pointing forward, keeping our eyes on what matters most, and that is to partner with you, our great God, in the work that you're doing all around, that we could be a part of that and in some way, in some time, to help people know that you love them. And you've demonstrated your love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Help us to keep that gospel work going forward and use cookies to do it. That is so cool, God. Thank you for that unique privilege. Bless them, I pray, and all who will volunteer from other churches this week. In Jesus' name, I pray. Together we said, Amen. Amen.